Well, Chris Kelly, you were just telling us you have a little interesting news from Tom Hanks this morning.
He made a movie. I'm a big fan. It's called That Thing You Do.
I love it.
I do, too.
I love it.
I do, too. Well, that movie came out in the late 90s, and Tom Hanks directed it and was in it for...
He's the manager for a time.
Yeah, kind of a co-star. Not the main star of the movie, but he directed it. It was his first time directing a movie. And it's about... a group, kind of like the Beatles.
One-hit wonder band.
And the song was That Thing You Do, which is a catchy song.
Great pop single. I mean,
yes.
Very, very good song. So the critics, and I didn't realize this, the critics did not like the movie. And the movie did not do well at the box office, which was surprising to me. This is the song that came out of the movie, the one-hit wonder. Great song, written for the movie. Like you always do. Well, so Tom Hanks was on a podcast yesterday and was asked what movie really sticks in your craw when it comes to critics' reaction to it. And he said That Thing You Do, because critics didn't like it and he was really proud of it. And now, 25 years later, it's a cult classic. People love the movie, apparently, That Thing You Do. So he used language you don't often hear from Tom Hanks, and he was talking about movie critics.
Let me tell you something about these who write about movies. Can I say that? Somebody who wrote about it is that this is just, you know, Tom Hanks has to stop hanging around with veterans of TV because this is just like the shot on TV and it's not much of anything, you know. Mm-hmm. That same person then wrote about the cult classic, That Thing You Do. Same exact person. It's all you need is 20 years between now and then, and it ends up speaking somewhere. But, you know, that's the thing we all signed up for. That's, you know, that's the carnival.
He'd call them CSers. That's what he said. Oh. He's like, let me say something about these CSers who are movie critics.
Let me tell you something about these who write about movies.
All right. And he said, That Thing You Do is the one movie.
So the same writer panned it and then 20 years later called it a cult classic
and said, all you need is 20 years. Well, it's the same movie.
Plenty of people, and no one's going to defend critics, but plenty of people, especially in the, like, I grew up reading a lot of music critic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people will say that critics will change their opinion over time. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw it in Almost Famous. They talked about how Rolling Stone magazine panned first Led Zeppelin album.
Yeah.
Now, I bet if you look at it now, it's probably got 4.5 stars.
Yeah, it's something. Do you respect it more if they stand by what they said? I mean, if you say it at the time, it's what you thought of the movie.
Yeah.
It's what you thought of the album.
I guess, yeah. I mean, you know, we all learn and grow and evolve as
you
age.
Well, true. I mean.
And, you know, we've all seen movies we like more each time you watch them.
That is true, but like with the Rolling Stones example, or the Rolling Stone magazine example, I believe if that album had not become what it is, that they never would have gone back and said how much that. I think it's because, well, everybody else likes it.
Well, Led Zeppelin became a global force.
Let's say Led Zeppelin had just become an also-ran band that you barely heard
of. Like the Moby Grape.
Right. Like the Moby... What's that?
The Moby Grape.
Yes, like the Moby Grape, okay? Let's say Led Zeppelin becomes the Moby Grape. Nobody's going back and saying, oh, my God, this was incredible. They're not going to do that. It's only because you hear everybody else say, oh, this is an incredible album and a great band. And so you have to basically change your opinion. You know, you say, oh, it's classic. Let's say this about Biggie. Let's give him some credit. On his Halloween movie reviews, he doesn't just say, just because it's a classic, it's great. You know, he says what he thinks about the movie, whether or not, you know, people love it or not. And that is, and on the other side of it, sometimes you see a movie the first time you hate it, and then it gets a little bit better and a little bit better.
How many movie stars at the Tom Hanks level, Halle Berry, Jennifer Lawrence, people at that level?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds. Will remember a bad review and the writer who wrote it.
He sure held a grudge.
I mean, that's Kelly-esque.
Yeah.
I like Tom Hanks a lot better this morning now that I hear. That's my thing, you know, when they say, you know.
Got a little bitterness buried deep in there.
When they put this show together, this program, a guy who was a media analyst, okay? I won't even mention his name, but he was a media analyst.
That job doesn't exist anymore.
He would go to the newspaper and say what he thought of the new shows. And he's like, these are a couple of Ed McMahons, a couple of B-raters put together.
Destined for the dung heap.
Last 6 months, it'll be destined for the dung heap. Well, that same media analyst, fast forward 20 years. We've been on the air now 20 years. He comes to work for us. And he walks in the door, and I said to Christim, you know, I'm going to give him big freeze. Mm-hmm. Christim said, why? I said, that article he wrote. Christim said, what article? I said, from 21 years ago. Remember 21 years ago? He called us also-rans dung heap. Christim goes, I don't have any memory of that at all. I said, I still have it laminated. That's what I do.
And it fuels my hatred.
I didn't give him the time of day. But then he walked in. He goes,
hey, Greg!
Oh, you were here. Maybe you heard it.
You heard it.
Yeah.
It was Greg.
Yeah. He's like, Chris, you did such a great job. Thanks, Greg!
Oh, Greg! You shouldn't have.
Thank you.
Us?
I've been a fan from the beginning.
I know.
What's that laminated behind you?
school project for my kids.
It's nothing, Greg. Oh, my God.
Is that newsprint?
No.
It's a recipe.
You recall
that their newspapers were a thing in the 20s.
Yeah, a long time ago. We had another colleague do that same type thing at a Christmas dinner one time. If you recall,
I do.
Very similar.
Hey, buddy!